Welcome to another Ag Perspectives podcast. I'm Ron Hayes from the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. Joining us today, the outgoing Commissioner of Agriculture and Secretary of Agriculture for the state of Oklahoma, the Honorable Jim Reese.
Mr. Secretary, let's talk about your tenure as Mary Fallon's Secretary of Agriculture. I know that as you came into this position, you already had a great deal of experience in government, state representative, FSA, Executive Director for Oklahoma. You came in understanding the role of the Department of Agriculture very well, and you had some goals that you were pursuing during your tenure. Tell me about how things went with that.
Well, you know, I think that all of us involved in agriculture have been aware of some of our shortcomings of ag food processing, exports, processing more of the raw ag commodities that we grow, you know, and so that's some of the things that we sought to achieve. And we've been successful in a lot of those venues. We certainly improved in all of the areas we sought to improve in. There's always room to continue to improve, and I'm sure that we'll continue to do that.
Let's talk about some of those specific goals that you had that you outlined in your letter of a report back to the secretary. You indicated that there were some things that you feel that were accomplished and that you can take some pride in over your 8 years.
Well, sure. There's gross ag receipts. We started in 2011 with the hottest 3 months, and I think it's maybe the fifth driest. So the hottest and driest three summer months in the history of the state. And, you know, we were actually preparing for gloom and boom, and yet commodity prices rebounded and were sufficiently high to actually increase our ag receipts during the worst drought of modern history in Oklahoma. So, and then more recently, we've had an expansion of cotton. We went through canola that expanded and then has retracted again. But ag producers with soybeans, genetics, new chemistry, we have just continued to produce more product with, in fact, less land and fewer farmers. And so we have done a remarkable job of continuing to increase our ag receipts. We have increased food manufacturing and our ag exports. We've increased our exports of a lot of our commodities and particularly made in Oklahoma products. The Made in Oklahoma Coalition has grown 41%, and their company sales have increased 60% to $4.3 billion. And most of that increased sales is out of state and out of country. So we've improved in most of those areas. And again, we're not done. We need to keep improving.
You know, you've had a lot of different programs that you've been involved with trying to move agricultural products from Oklahoma producers to various end users. One of them that's worked well is the Farm to School program.
The Farm to School program has been successful. We've had, despite the fact that most of our agriculture, the large majority of our agriculture is raw products, raw commodities that aren't easily transferred, and then you get to the vegetables, they're seasonal, which generally is not the school season. So despite that fact, we've been very successful in getting watermelons and a lot of the fruits and vegetables into schools and provided in the early term of this session, we created a cookbook for the schools to help them to know what recipes and what commodities are available in Oklahoma.
I know that you're very, very pleased to see the continued growth of the equine industry in the state of Oklahoma. We've got obviously some great facilities, and also we've got some great folks that are in the horse business.
we have increased, and you know, one of the things that about we're already the horse show capital of the world, and then on top of that, we've increased youth development shows. So we've increased the opportunity for youth to show in all of, in most of those horse shows. We've increased youth rodeos with the Little Britches in Guthrie. The Shawnee High School Rodeo is one of the largest in the country. So, you know, just not only growing the shows and the industry, we've also increased youth opportunities in all of those, which is wonderful.
Jim, in concert with our conservation folks at the federal level, NRCS, our state level, Oklahoma Conservation Commission, ODAF has been a big player in improving our resources in the state, soil and water.
True, that Conservation Commission is under the secretarial aspect of my jurisdiction, and they have continued to improve, continued to expand. NRCS is a valuable partner in all of our cost share and conservation practices. One of the things that we focused on is preparing our land for drought. So we increased pipelines, livestock watering, ponds, filter strips for conservation and protecting our water, making the trying to improve water quality with filter strips and buffers. So that those two things have both been focuses. And then as a member of the Commissioners of the Land Office, that's been a focus of the Commissioners of the Land Office, too, to invest in the land and to make it more valuable. And so we've invested a lot of those conservation practices in our school land properties. And we have, you know, we've done studies to show that those conservation practices improve the value of the land. So it's been not only did we increase our 8 years at the Commissioner's Land Office, increase the amount of money to schools by 40% over any previous 8 year period. And of course, you know, the corpus of that fund continues to grow, so it'll continue to grow. But it's been a really good 8 years, and while we've done that, we've improved the properties and improved the quality of the land and the conservation practices on them.
Jim, I appreciate your time, and you know, maybe, you know, give me a little feel of, you know, as you look back over these 8 years, do you feel you know, a level of satisfaction that you've been able to accomplish some of the things that you've wanted to do?
Certainly, they've been really good years. We've gone through, actually, some of the accomplishments were some that we didn't foresee, like the natural disasters that we incurred, the fires that were unprecedented, our cooperation with the National Weather Service to forecast times when fires are might be imminent, and to pre-position resources before the fire occurs has really been phenomenal. We've been very successful, particularly the last 3 years. I don't believe there's been a major fire that we didn't forecast and pre-position resources to be ready for those. So really, that's one of those things we, you know, you don't dream of, and you don't dream to for them to ever happen. But the fact that they happened, we've prepared and made ourselves more ready for any occurrence that might happen in the future. And it wouldn't necessarily be fire, but tornado, flood, any others. We've just improved our forecasting capability so much, and so that's a long-standing improvement that we'll have forever. And those kind of things are very rewarding. So, you know, there's always room to improve. Happy with what we've done. Particularly happy with the producers. The agricultural community is absolutely the best that I could possibly represent. So it's been an honor and a privilege to be able to do that. And I wish Blaine the best as she takes over, and the Stitt administration. I wish them well. I'm sure that they'll continue to build on what we've done.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Secretary Jim Reese talking about his years as Oklahoma State Secretary of Agriculture. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.